nightmare that he's trying to hack. The motherboard will get him every time. Cosmic world, freaky places that we've seen.
We got the power of 1, 2, 3, 4.
Running in a cyber chase, we'll meet him face to face. We'll stick together all the time. Adventures in cyberspace, the chase is on. It's Wayne,
got a bazillion things to do with motherboard. First, I gotta fix the
what?
Digit.
What's happened to me?
Your systems are out of sync. Did you remember to reactivate your synchrometer?
My synchrometer! I totally forgot. No wonder I'm acting wonky. I'll call for an appointment now.
Don't worry. I'll take care of it.
Rule 8G specifically states no one gets extra time in the sink cave. Oh, what's taking that Borg so long to get reactivated? Excuse me in there. Your time is... Sir, wait! You forgot to sign out. Oh, boy. First day on the job and I'm already in trouble. Name, please?
The Hacker. Appointment at 12.
Hacker. Ah, yes. You've been canceled. Someone more important is coming in.
What? Do you know who I am?
No, and I don't care.
Step aside. I'm coming in.
Sir, you can hold your hand there all day. The door will not open for the wrong appointment. Come back a week from Tuesday.
No one tells the Hacker what to do. Fuels. Take me up! I said take me up, you dimbot tinwits!
Way to go, Jules. Don't let him push you around.
Hello? Sorry, I'm a little out of sync today. I'm Digit.
Yes, motherboard phoned. I'm Jules.
Let's find out who could possibly be more important than the Hacker. Digit!
Gee, Digit is more important than the boss.
Shh.
No one is more important than the Hacker. Now, what can I do to show that pompous little cave guard who's the important one around here? I've got it. A plan so brilliant, so perfect. It's crystal clear.
I'm sure you'll feel much better once you reactivate. And be sure to stay on the path. Oh, I forgot to record his number. Excuse me. Rule 16F states that I must record the number on your synchrometer.
Ha ha! No problemo! Here you go. Go. I'll get it. It.
Oh, no! What am I going to do? Motherboard, this is Jules! How could this happen? I tried to be so perfect. I do everything by the rule book. Where are those kids?
Hey, Jules!
Oh, am I glad you're here. You have to find Digit, and you have to find him fast!
Jules, dude, don't worry. Jackie, Inez, and the Matster are here to help.
Matt, dude, worry! Digit's lost in a dark, scary cave. Come on! He was on the bridge when he accidentally tossed his synchrometer into that tunnel. Then he fell down that hole when he tried to go after it.
Didge, it's Jackie. Can you hear me? It's Jackie!
Jackie, did you bring Jill? Jack and Jill went up the hill.
He's really lost it.
And Jill came tumbling after.
Digit, listen to me. You lost your synchrometer.
I did? I did!
We're going to help you find it, but we need to know what it looks like.
Like a rock, about 2 cyber inches long, special shape. That pretty stuff called...
He's out of sync again.
Okay, if the synchrometer's in the tunnel and Digit's down there, we'll have to split up.
Right. You two, take the tunnel. I'll search the hole with Jules.
Me? Sorry, I don't go into dark places. I still sleep with a nightlight.
I need your help, Jules.
But it's pitch black down there.
Jules, once you face your fear, you'll never be afraid of the dark again. Won't that be cool?
No.
We'll stay together. I promise I'll be there for you.
Well, if you say so. Okay.
Ditch said the synchrometer is like a rock. And it's a special shape, about 2 cyber inches long. See anything like that?
Well, here's something about 2 cyber inches long. But there's nothing special about the shape.
This is so scary. So dark. So everything I don't like.
Hang in there, Jules. We're almost at the bottom.
Whoa! Check out all this white stuff. It's about the right size.
Yeah. And it breaks easily, like chalk. Ditch, is your synchrometer easy to break?
No! It's hard as rock. Straight edges, flat faces, in wide open spaces. Yee-haw!
Spaces?
No! Faces! Faces!
Faces? Like ours?
Maybe he means this kind of face. The flat face of a rock.
Okay, let's look for something rock-like with flat faces and straight edges.
And about 2 cyber inches long.
Didge, it's Matt. Can you hear me?
Are you here? Ah! Something got me!
It was just water.
Oh, really? Well, how come the water's looking down at me?
Whoa! What are those? This way!
I don't know about you, Matt, but I don't do well in small, cramped areas.
Don't think about it. Digit, where are you?
That's what I want to know.
He's close. Hurry.
Faster. You dunce buckets. We've got work to do, and not a lot of time to do it.
What's the rush, boss? I'm pooped.
Me too. What are we building anyway?
Something so important, it will change cyberspace forever. Not to mention, make me rich.
Look at all these flat faces and straight edges. We'll never find Digit's synchrometer.
No giving up, Jax. Remember, it has to be 2 cyber inches long.
I know. Whoa, how cool is this?
It looks like a bowl full of ice cubes.
And they all have flat faces and straight edges, like Ditch said.
Plus, they're hard as a rock.
Yeah, every face a perfect square. You know, this reminds me of a piece of quartz from my rock collection. It has a different shape than this, but it has flat faces and straight edges, just like this does.
I've seen that. It's a kind of crystal.
Yeah, right, a crystal. So maybe Digit's synchrometer is some kind of crystal. Dig, is your synchrometer a crystal?
Yeah, a crystal, that's it. A synchronium crystal.
Is it shaped like a cube?
No, long and skinny like my Aunt Minnie. Or is it my Uncle Vinny?
We gotta find that synchrometer quick. Digit's coming unglued.
Nope, I'm bolted together, no glue.
Oh, man. Okay, so the faces are long and skinny. Are they rectangles?
Yes, six of them.
Six rectangular faces. Got it.
And Binky's house is on top.
Binky's house?
Wait, I get it. Binky and the mummy. Ditch must mean the top is like a pyramid. Let's put six triangles on top.
Cool. We've got the shape. Ditch, what color is it?
Purple, purple, purple. Purple?
We hear you, Ditch. Purple. Okay, what do we know?
We know we're looking for a small purplish crystal with a special shape, like this.
Crawling on my hands and knees through a scary cave was definitely not in the job description.
Relax, Jules. We have to be getting close. We're running out of cave. Check that. We are out of cave. Digit, you down there?
I'm here.
Cool.
Here.
We'll be right down.
Are you kidding? It's dark down there, and we have no idea what's at the other end.
I know it's scary, but Digit's at the other end. It's time, Jules. Time to face your fears and help me save him.
Okay. I'm with you. Land! We're safe! Then again... This way!
It's Digit, I think. Hey, Dig! Come on, just fly up! How are we gonna get Digit?
Wow! This is amazing!
Tons of crystals everywhere! Over there!
Cool!
A purple crystal. Six faces, and they're all the same rectangular shape that meet in straight edges.
And six triangles on the top that come together in a point.
It totally matches what Ditch described.
Matt, I think we found the synchrometer. But we need Digit to ID it. Did you find him?
Yeah, but we have a small problem.
Meet us at the synchronizer in 5.
Huh?
We'll be there.
Huh? What are you gonna do?
I have an idea. Give me your rope. I could drop down and get Ditch. Then when I say now, pull us up.
You got it.
I'll be back. Come on, Ditch. Let's dance. Now!
Way to go, Jules!
Couldn't have done it without you, Maddie.
Dig! Is this your synchrometer?
Synchrometer! Synchrometer!
That's not exactly the response I was looking for.
It has a serial number on it. This must be it. I'll see if it fits. It fits!
It's yes!
Stand here so the light from the synchronizer crystal can reactivate your personal crystal.
Huh?
What's happening?
Monster stole the synchronizer!
What's going to happen to Digit?
Is there any other way to reactivate a synchrometer?
No! That's why every cyborg comes here! Oh boy, this is just horrendous news! For everyone in cyberspace!
Anybody wanna dance?
Easy, easy. Don't hurt the star of the show.
Whew. I don't get it, boss. What kind of show is gonna star a rock?
I get it, Dee Dee. It's a rock star.
Good one, Buzzy.
Careful, you dimbots. I'll have you know this is not an ordinary rock. It's a crystal, and a very special crystal indeed. Borgs will come here by the thousands to have their synchrometers reactivated. And they'll pay me lots and lots of money to do it. I'm off to get paying customers. Make sure everything is ready when I return.
How come we always do the work and the boss is the one who gets rich?
I give up!
Why? So, what's the plan? How are we gonna fix Digit? How are we gonna save the synchrometer?
Dee, 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 dee.
You know what I'm thinking? I wonder if a smaller crystal would work as well as a big one.
It's not working.
Maybe it's not big enough. Well, maybe we can make a bigger crystal using this synchronium powder.
How can we do that?
One time, I made a big kind of salt crystal with my mom. We heated water and dissolved a lot of salt in it. Then we put a tiny salt crystal into the solution and...
And what?
And the little crystal grew big.
You think we could grow a big crystal from this?
Maybe. It's a crystal, too. But we need hot water.
There's a hot spring right around the corner. Come on, I'll show you.
There we go. That should do it.
Wow, Buzzy. Look how pretty. It's even sparklier than a diamond.
It's so pretty. Hey, maybe we could chop off a few little pieces and sell them. What do you know? I bet we can make tons of money doing this.
I don't know, Buzzy. Won't the boss be mad if we mess up his crystal?
How's he even gonna know? It's so big, he won't miss a chunk or two.
You're right. Let's get rich, too.
That should be enough hot water.
Here's the last of the synchronium powder.
Cool! The powder's dissolving!
We can use this for the string.
All we have to do is drop the small crystal seed into the liquid, and the new synchronium crystal will form around it.
I hope.
Now what?
We wait for the crystal to grow.
Won't that take a long time?
Not around here. They grow pretty fast.
Pay your money and put a sparkle in your life. Buy as many as you want.
They're so pretty. I want two.
I want five.
Don't worry. We got plenty. Enough for everyone.
Come on, Crystal. Let's see some action here.
Guys, I think it's working.
The crystal's getting bigger all around.
The only question is, will it be big enough in time to save Digit?
Oh! Did you hear? The synchronizer has moved to the northern frontier. From now on, for a small sum, reactivating your synchrometer will be both convenient and fun.
Simply divine.
Sign me up.
I want to go first.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Dee Dee. Don't look now, but the boss is here.
You think he'll be mad if he sees what we're selling?
Mad? No. Furious? Yes!
Check it out. The new crystal formed in the exact same shape.
And it looks identical to the original synchronizer.
Let's put it where it belongs and see if it reactivates Digit's synchrometer.
Okay, Crystal, do your stuff.
What are you doing here?
You mean, you don't remember getting lost in the cave?
Being trapped in a dark hole? Almost costing Jules his job?
Actually, no. But I do know I gotta get back to Motherboard.
Huh?
By the way, Earthlings, don't you have anybody to save today? No cyberspace problems to solve?
I guess not.
Good, gotta fly now. See you later!
Thanks for the help, my friends. I'm officially no longer afraid of this cave. Or the dark.
All right, Jules!
You'll love it. It's the exact same crystal that used to be in the sink chamber. Not only that, you get to star in your very own light show. Behold! The beauty and the brilliance of the Hacker Synchronizer. What happened to my magnificent crystal?
I'm out of here.
Come back here, you dunce buckets! Where's my crystal?
Faster, Buzzy! Faster!
What have you two... Tinwitz, done with my crystal! Come back here!